ends where we continue our previous shir and the union of Kiddush Hashem, and we saw the Trumas HaDeshen, and as we explained him, he had a suffik. What's the din of one allowed to die if it's not one of the major three Averos al Kiddush Hashem? And his answer was that maybe one is allowed to die because when it comes to Ibud Nefashis Mi'Yisrael, the Torah wasn't makbid. When it comes to Kiddush Hashem, the Torah wasn't makbid any Ibud Nefashis Mi'Yisrael. We're not concerned with our lives because we're dealing with Kiddush Hashem. And we explained that the Yisoda Inyan is that really Sheba'at Haseh Adif. Sheba'at Haseh, you don't know what to do, be passive. Elamai. In this case, it's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, we don't say Sheba'at Haseh Adif. So the answer is, okay, but when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, we don't say Sofik Nefashis Lahakal. So you go Sheba'at Haseh Adif, and then on top of that, you explain how, but what about Sofik Nefashis Lahakal? We might be dealing with Kiddush Hashem, we don't have such a value here. The value here is to do the mitzvah, not to save one's life. And based on that, we said if it's a mitzvah's essay, and one should be passive and not die, should be mevatel the mitzvah's essay and die and live. To machlokas for a mitzvah's essay, it should be shas hashmat if one has to die. But according to our svara, we would go like the Ramban, that you don't have to be moser nefesh because sheva'al taseh adif. It all starts with sheva'al taseh adif. And if you have a suffik asher, you're not allowed to be misrapi, sheva'al taseh adif. V'nira hamtzah nifla liyashiv kushyas hagro. And again, this is based in the Torah of my rabbi, Agon Ruchayim Harwitz Shlita. The Mechaber in Yoredeya and Simon Kufnun Zayin Sif Aleph writes, Vim ushas hagzero, afilu aharaksa de misana, yehorig val yavor. If it's a shas gzeira, even on a shoelace, yeharig val yavor. The guy says to change your shoelace if it's a time of decrees against religion, it's a time of religious oppression, you have to give up your life even not to change a Jewish shoelace. The Ramor writes, V'davkim rotz alafir of mitzis leisisei, v'en gozu gzeira shalakai mitzis esei, and sarach lakaim ovi sheharig. That's only if they want to be ma'avir him on mitzvahs lo seaseh. Then one has to give one's life. But if it's a mitzvah seaseh, they're telling you not to do something. If they're telling you to do something that you're not supposed to do, so then one should die. But if they're telling you not to do what you are supposed to do, a mitzvah sasei, when God exerts shelo l'kayim mitzvah sasei, ain't sarach l'kayim b'shiharik. You don't have to die for that. Mimi mishat tzrich l'chach rosa harag l'kayim b'shiharik tzviyad. But if you want to, then you can. So you see the sheet of the Ramah, that in a mitzvah sasei, there's no chiyuv of yaharik val yavor, even b'shas hashmad. That in a mitzvah saseh, in a positive commandment, there's no obligation to die, even if it's a time of religious oppression. But if a shat tzrich lekach, if it's necessary for the time to make a point, and a rishus biyado, and the person's allowed to die. The gra asks in his biur, that's mashma from the Ramah, that only if Hashat Tzricha Lekach you're allowed to be Moser Nefesh. But otherwise it's also Lahachem Rebbe Limsor Nefesh Al Bittul Mitzvah Saseh, and even B'Shas Hashmad. And this is difficult because the Mechaber Paskin at the beginning of the Seif, like those who hold that B'Sha'ar Mitzvahs Adinu Yaharig Val Yavor, and even so Mutr Lahachmir Al Atzma, you're allowed to be machmer on yourself in other mitzvahs. And the Ramah doesn't comment at all. So it's mashma that he's mod even if ain't hashat tzricha lekach. So he says to divrei atzmo, and the Gra blabs with the kasha. One end, the Rama says that it's usher to be machmer on yourself when it comes to a mitzvah saseh. You're not allowed to be machmer on yourself when it comes to a mitzvah saseh and tai. But if hashat siricha lekach, if it's necessary for the time, then you're allowed to. So why then doesn't the Gra comment when the Mechaber says that in all other mitzvahs the din is yaharig val yavor, but you're allowed to be machmer on yourself, and the Gra here, the Rama here, doesn't say that only if hashat siricha lekach, but stam kach you're not allowed to be machmer when it comes to other mitzvahs. He sosur himself. He contradicts himself. Here he says only fashat tzricha lekach you're allowed to be machmer in mitzvah say. And at the beginning, when the Mechaber says that you're allowed to be machmer on all mitzvahs, he doesn't comment the Raman say it's only if it's shat tzricha lekach. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows that maybe the Rama paskins like the Tumas Hadeshin, that by suffik mitzvahs kiddush Hashem you're allowed to be machmer on yourself, and be moser nefesh b'gishev al tase adif. And we tell him not to be over the Avera, even Bechdei Ibud Nefesh. And therefore he agreed with the Mechaber that by other Averas he's allowed to be Moser Nefesh. Because those are talking about Los Aseis. When it comes to Mitzvah Aseis, here we're talking about Sheva Tasa Adif, is not to do anything, it's to stay alive. So there the Rama says, Sheva Tasa Adif, only if Hashat Tzricha Lekach you're allowed to die. But Sheva Tasa Adif, that explains the Rama. That the Rama holds that when it comes to Los Aseis you're allowed to be machmer on yourself. Shev al tase adif. Don't do anything, and one's allowed to die rather than be over on the Los Aseis. And for that, you don't need Hashat Tzricha Lekach. When it comes to Mitzvah Aseis, there the Rama wasn't matmir to be Moser Nefesh. So it comes out then that the Rama was only matir to be Moser Nefesh for Mitzvah Aseh when it's Bishas Hashmad if Hashat Tzricha Lekach. But if not, then on Mitzvah Aseh we would say that Sheval Tase Adif. And when the Mechaber paskins in the beginning of the Siman that one should die, there it's not talking about Shas Hashmad. There it's talking about just the guy's Mechaber Navir Al Das. The guy wants him to transgress the religion. So there the halacha is that one is allowed to be machmer on himself and die. There the Rama agrees, because we're talking about a los aseh. There you don't need to come on to Hashat Tzricha Lekach. When do you have to come on to Hashat Tzricha Lekach? When it comes to mitzvah saseis. If it's b'shas hashmad and it's a mitzvah saseh, there if Hashat Tzricha Lekach, we don't say sheva, normally we would say sheva al tase adif. But in this case, we don't say Sheva Tase Adif. He has a right to die if he wants to. If Hashat Tzricha Lekach. Because again, the klal is Sheva Tase Adif. So when it comes to a Los Aseh, we just go with that and he can be machmer on himself and die even if it's not Shas Hashmad. And when it comes to an Aseh, the Sheva Tase Adif is not to do the mitzvah, so one should stay alive. And the only hat there would be if it's a Shas Hashmad and one also, and it's Hashat Tzricha Lekach. Behu kaftor v'ferach b'siyata d'shmaya. However, it would appear that we can contradict what we're saying from two different places. This explanation of the Trumas Hadesh and the Minchas Chinuch, In Mitzvah Taf Reish Os Aleph, Divar Masvel Gamlefi writes, Sharodif Acher Echad Shu Sofik Yisroel, Sofik Goy, one is running after somebody who's Sofik Yisroel, Sofik Goy, Mitzvah Lara Rog Harodif. V'lo Amrinam B'zeh Sofik Nefashis Lahakal. It's a mitzvah to kill the Rodif, and we don't say Sofik Nefashis Lahakal. Somebody's running after someone else. Reuven's running after Shimon. And you don't know if Shimon's Jewish or Goyish. You don't know. So you should kill the Rodef. We don't say Sefik Nefashis Lahakel. And it's sad that Shimon is Jewish. You have to kill the Rodef. And he learns it from this Trumas Hadesha. But the Torah wasn't Chasal Nefesh Mi'Yisrael, where the Torah isn't concerned with the Jewish soul, with Jewish life. We don't say Sefik Nefashis Lahakel. If so, same here. A Rodef, we also see that the Torah wasn't merciful on the death of a Jewish person. The Torah says to kill him, to kill the Rodef. So therefore it's Mutter Gam B'Safek L'Harga. And he repeated this in Osiyat Beis, L'Nin Rodef Achar Safek Erva, that Mutter L'Harga, and we call Chsvaras at Trumas Hadeshin. So based on what we explained in the Trumas Hadeshin, that Zikr Tam Sheva Al Tasa Adif, and that he writes by Safik Kiddush Hashem, we don't say Safik Nefashis L'Hakal. It isn't in a Sinas Tam. Why we tell him not to be over Bekumba Aseh, but rather it's coming to tell us why we say Sheva Al Tase Adif. Why are we telling him to remain passive? And Bashar Safik Nefashis, we don't say to remain passive. Bashar Safik Nefashis, you have to be proactive and save your life. But here, you don't have to be proactive and save your life. Why? Because the Torah lo chasa al nefesh miYisrael when it comes to Kiddush Hashem. So if that's the svar of the Trumas Hadeshen, then that wouldn't stem with this Minchas Chinuch. Because if someone's Rodef, Reuven is Rodef Achar Shimon, you don't know if Shimon's Jewish or not, it's Pashat that it's Asur to kill him. Sheva al tas adif. If Reuven's running after a Safek Erva, it's Pashat that it's Asur to kill him. Sheva al tas adif. So our explanation of the Trumas Hadeshin wouldn't work. It must be that the Menachas Chinuch is understanding that according to the Trumas Hadeshin, when it comes to Sveikus, even if it's not going to be Sheva'al Tase Adif, even if it's Kumvaseis, when it comes to Sveikus with regard to Kiddush Hashem, you kill the person or die you oneself. Because when it comes to this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, we're not concerned with human life, even in the case of Safek. Maram ben Chaviv, that's one kasha on our Hesper. You see here, even in Kumva Aseh, we say Misafek to kill. And not Sheva Al Tase. The second question is the Maram ben Chaviv. In a Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, Yuma Pei Beis Amar Aleph Divar Maschol Kosvo, as Machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam, if there's a Chiv Mesichus Nefesh with a person that a goy forces him to allow himself to be thrown on a baby in order to kill the baby. So this is the famous case. Somebody says, either let us throw you on the baby and kill the baby, or we'll kill you. Das HaRambam is that you have to be Moser Nefesh, even though you're not doing the killing, but your body is doing it, and you have to be Moser Nefesh. Tosa says you don't. So Tosi Yom HaKippurim writes that since the Machlokas HaPoskim, we go to Kulam, we didn't suffer the first the Hakel. However, what does it mean, Lakula? That you don't have to die. can stay alive and allow yourself, the person can stay alive and allow himself to be thrown on the baby. However, according to the Svar of the Trumas Hadeshin, says the Maran Ben Chaviv, when Kiddush Hashem is involved, we don't say Selfie Kedufash Stalka, here we go, Lechumra. And we tell the person to be killed and don't let himself be thrown on the baby. But this obviously doesn't jive with our explanation of the Trumas Hadeshin. According to the way we're understanding the Trumas Hadeshin, is that Shev Al Tase Adif. So what would the Trumas Hadeshin paskin according to our explanation? That if they say to throw yourself on the baby, or let us throw you on the baby or die, one should let themselves be thrown on the baby, even though we're dealing with Kiddush Hashem. Shev Al Tase Adif. It all starts with Shev Al Tase Adif. And the fact that we're dealing with Kiddush Hashem just explains why we don't do everything we can to stay alive. Normally we have a rule that we do everything we can to stay alive. But here we don't. Here we say that if they say to do the Avera or die, we say Shev Al Tase Adif, don't do the Avera. One can die, even though it's not one of the big three. Be Shev Al Tase Adif. And what about Nefesh Mi'Yisrael? The answer is, don't worry about it, we're dealing with Kiddush Hashem. But you also need the fact that it's in Kiddush Hashem, the Torah wasn't compassionate about, wasn't concerned with Jewish life, it overrides Jewish life. But again, it starts with Shev Al Tase Adif. But in this case, what's the Shev Al Tase Adif? To let oneself be thrown on the baby and dafka live. But according to Tosi Yom HaKippur, according to the Trumas Hadeshin, one would die in such a case. We would tell him to be Machmir, it's Kiddush Hashem, one has to die. As we come say, in other words, we don't tell the person to just be Shev Al Tase and live. And then normally that's the rule. Why? The Maran Ben Chaviv says, because when we're dealing with Kiddush Hashem, it overrides human life. I hear it Shev Al Tase. This is just be passive, and this way you'll remain alive. The answer is he obviously doesn't hold to the Svara. Just be passive. He holds, even if it's not a matter, even if you're passive, doesn't help us. When you're in a case of Safek Kiddush Hashem, you have to be machmir and die. So those are two achronim, the Minchas Chinuch and the Maran Ben Chaviv, who clearly have a different approach to the Trumas Hadeshin. So therefore, we can offer a different explanation of the Trumas Hadeshin. It's pashut that where there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, there's no iser of ibud nefesh. There's no ibud nefesh because he's moser nafsho l'kadoshim shemayim. And this isn't called ibud nefesh. This isn't called stam killing somebody, stam dying, because that's the din. The din is that one has to die. Ulefize b'mikre sheyesh safek im yesh mitzvat kiddush Hashem, like what the Maran Bar Chabib is talking about. So the safek that's before you now is there a chiyuv of kiddush Hashem or not? Right, letting oneself be thrown on the baby, is that a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem or not? Mitzat safek zeh, I love lachmir. And mitzat this safek, he has to be machmir, safek adaraisa lachumra. And memele, we don't say safek nefashis lahakal. Since begidre mitzvah kiddush Hashem, cholav achiv lekadashim shemayim isfeka. So memele, when you're moser nefesh, it's not considered ibud nefesh. Because he's mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem that he has to do, midin safek adaraisa. So that's the pshat. Not a matter of shei bal tase adif. So normally we're machmer and ibud nefesh. But if it's a safek kiddush Hashem, and we say sfeik adarais lechomer, maybe you're being a kind of mitzvah kiddush Hashem. We're not worried about human life when it comes to kiddush Hashem. So no problem. One's allowed to give up one's life, and sometimes obligated. Raya ledavar from Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas, in the comments Siman Chafhei, v'misha safek in birach berachas hamazon olo. The person's not sure if he benched. He has to bench again. Aye, there's a suffik bracha levatala, shitas harambam, it's an isur Torah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, since mikoch suffik chiv berachas hamazon, we say to him, you have to bench. It's not a bracha levatala, because he's doing it else, the mitzvah berachas hamazon, lotzi atzmah menas suffik. So Fiza Yeshloimar Duhadin Vinildan Shrimas Hadeshan. It's true there's no chiv to be Moser Nafsho. When we're dealing with other mitzvahs besides the big three. There's no chiyuv to die, but if one dies, one is mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, there's no problem with Ibud Nefesh. Ibud Nefesh is the only problem if you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Here, comes out that you're vadeh mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Because mitoch your safek, now you're sfek at araisa l'chum, and now you're vadeh mechayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There's vadeh mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So one's allowed to die. Now, what about Ibud Nefesh? There's no problem with Ibud Nefesh. There's no problem with Ibud Nefesh. Why not? Because he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's at Sveka Daraisa L'chumra, that maybe there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem involved over here. And if it's sad that there is, and even if there isn't, but since you're Mesupik, there's definitely going to be a mitzvah in your Machmir of Kiddush Hashem, and therefore we're not concerned with Ibud Nefesh. It's like if you're Mesupik. If you have to bench, even if it's sad that you already benched, it doesn't matter. You have a Suffolk if you benched. So now your brachas aren't Levatala, because you're Chayv to go and bench again. And therefore, if a person is anus levatal mitzvah sase b'shas hashmad, so earlier we said in the previous year sheva tase adif, based on what we're saying now, no. One's allowed to be machmir and be moser nefesh. Is a machlokas if one is anus b'shas hashmad levatal mitzvah sase. So we have a suffix. So we say sveka daraisa l'chumra, and we tell the sveka daraisa l'chumra, he's definitely going to be mekayim the mitzvah sase daraisa of Kiddush Hashem. So therefore he should die. And he's anus levatal mitzvah sase b'shas hashmad. And obviously, this is all a halacha of Lola Maisa, obviously, a paskening dine nefashos. We're just being mefalpil. Also, the case of Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana. And he has a suffix Asherah. So we said, Sheba Tasa Adif. But according to what we're saying now, you're allowed to be misrape with these leaves of a suffix Asherah. Earlier we said it's suffik avodah zara, you're not allowed to be misrape because shei bal tase adif. Based on what we're saying now, if you have a suffik ashera to be misrape, to heal oneself with one with the leaves, it would be mutter. Because the true misadeshim was only talking about a case with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There we decide first lechorma there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and in Mela there's no ibud nefesh. That's all when there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But in a case where you're misrape, Ba'atze Asherah, She'ein zeh mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, because he's anus laver v'zar. He's doing this lahanos atzmo. He's being nana from the atzit. Asher lahanos atzmo. Like the Ramban writes, in the Mochamos, the end of Perek Ben Sora, the Misrape Ba'atze Asher was not meeting Kiddush Hashem. It's Hanos Atzma. And the only suffix we have here is suffix Nefashos. So if this would be a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, then he'd have to die. But it's not. Not Kiddush Hashem. He wants to be Misrape with the Atzei Asherah, with this Avodah Zarah, and it'll be over on the Yisra of Avodah Zarah. But since he's doing it with Lahanas Atzma, there's no Yisra of Kiddush, there's no Din Kiddush Hashem here. But he's still not allowed to be over Avodah Zarah, even though there's no Din of Kiddush Hashem. So all we have here is Safik Nefashos. What do we say? Safik Nefashos Lahakel. The only time you don't say Safik Nefashos Lahakel is when there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and in fact the Or Gadol and the Tshuvas in Siman Aleph and Dibur Maschil Od Zayin Amar Aleph Midapi HaSefer is Mechalek, that the Tshuvas Hadeshen was only talking about where there's a Safik Kiddush Hashem. Avav a Safik Misrapin, being misrape by Avodah Zarah, we say Safik Nefashos Lahakel, because that's not a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There he's doing it Anas Atzmo for his own pleasure, for the healing. Not mitzad the Avodah Zarah, he's not Anas Labad Avodah Zarah. So therefore there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and he should stay alive. Earlier on, we brought from the Minchas Chinuch that if one is roidef achar safik Yisrael, safik goy, mutu lahargo mikoch svaras etrimis hadeshen. Minchas Chinuch says you're not sure. Reuven's running after Shimon. You're not sure if Shimon is Jewish or not. You're allowed to kill Reuven because memakum kiddush Hashem. We don't say safik nefashis lahakel. It would appear shegam le darkenu achshav beir divrei atrumas hadeshen would be usher to kill him. Minchas Chinuch says it's mutter to kill Reuven. It's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, we don't say selfik nefashis lahakel. Based on what we're saying now, it would be usher to kill him. The ad kan loka amar the leka dina the suffik nefashis lahakel b'suffik mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Where do we say that there's no din of suffik nefashis lahakel if it's a suffik mitzvah kiddush Hashem? That the mitzvah is doche the isri but nefesh. And therefore, since there's a tzad that there's a mitzvah, the mele of the Isser of Ibud Nefesh is pushed away, is overridden. But by Rodev, the gedder is not that the mitzvah to save your friend is docha the Isser of Ibud Nefesh, but rather the Torah was matir the dam of the Rodev. And since there's a mitzvah of Lo Samur Al Dam Reyecha, and Mela, there's a chiyuv to save your friend by killing the rodef. So it emerges that first we have to know that the dam of the rodef is mutter. And only then can we kill him. And if so, begavne sheroide facher safek Yisrael safek goy, which is a safek if huter dama rode, if we should be machmir not to be shofech dama, maybe lo huter dama. Now, it all has to start. First, there has to be a heter of dam. First, there has to be a heter lishpoch dama. But if he's a Safik Yisrael Safik Goy, there is no such heter. So the Chor then would be usher to kill the Rodef Misafik. And there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem here because we haven't established yet that there's a mitzvah of Lishboch the Damo Shel Rodef. Big kasha on the Trumas Hadeshin from Anashach. The Shach writes in Yerodea Kufn and Zayv, Sifkat and Zayin, the Machlokas HaPoskim, where it's a Shas HaShmad, and the Goy forces a Jew Lahanas Atzmo, Zichayt Mos HaNefesh, it's a time of religious oppression, but the Goy is not doing Kedzul Shabbaz, and the Goy is doing it because of Hanas Atzmo for his own personal benefit. Is it chayav to be moser nefesh or not? On one hand, it's a shas hashmat, so yes. On the other hand, anas atzmo, so no. So the shach paskin suffik nefashis lahakol is not chayav limser nafsha. Now, apparently, he doesn't paskin like the Trumas Hadeshin, because what of the Trumas Hadeshin? Say, according to R2, Havan is in the Trumas Hadeshin. One is Sheva Tasa Adif. So what should one do if a guy forces a person, Lahanos Atzma, to do an Avera during Shas HaShmad? Sheva Tasa Adif, he shouldn't do the Avera and he should die. And the Shach says, no, Suffolk the flesh is Huckle, he should stay alive. According to our other explanation of the Trumas Hadeshin, not telling Sheva Tasa, but rather, whenever you have a Suffolk chi of Mesiris Nefesh, one has to die because there's no Isser of Ibud Nefesh. So with the Mishas HaShmad, there's a Suffolk Mitzvah Mesiris Nefesh. Male, there's no Ibud Nefesh, he should die. The Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So according to both Havanas and the Trumas Hadeshin, in such a case, he should die. And the Shach says, no, no, no. Eino chayv limser nafshu, he's not chayv to die. Problem is, the Shach himself in Sifkat Nalef copies the Trumas Hadeshin in the Halacha. So how in Sif Katan Zayin does he pass in Lahakal Besafik Chi of Mesiris Nefesh? He can't pass in like the Trumas Hadeshin and pass in against him. You have to make up your mind. So that's a kasha we have on the Shach, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu the Shach, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. And why don't he pass in like the Trumas Hadeshin to be machmir in cases of Safik Bikoch Nefesh? Either Kasheva Tasa Adif, or because it's Safik Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, we have to do the mitzvah. We don't care about Ibud Nefesh. And yet he paskins that as if it's Hanos Atzmo B'Shas HaShmad, if the guy is doing Hanos Atzmo B'Shas HaShmad, Safik Nefesh is Lahaka. It's not like the Trumas Hadeshin. He paskins like the Trumas Hadeshin. So we blab with the Kasha. There's a lot more to talk about, obviously, in the Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully we'll Nachzor V'Nishna Perek. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.